Let's do it. Let's do it. Huh. Yeah, huh. You be doing you, I be doing me. Give me what I want, that's how I gotta be. I be wanting war, they be wanting peace. Never come outside, every time it's beef. Hop another fit, match it with the feet. That's your little bitch, she said she wanna meet. Said she wanna go, you kept her on the leash. Had a taste of this, now she wanna leave. Them boys too tricky, they be talking crazy on the net. But I never see them niggas getting busy. And I never wanted niggas coming with me. And they never took my jewelry, that was iffy. If they send an addy to me, it get litty. If I got a baddie with me, then she pretty. Here. Take a piece of this Percocet. 5 minutes since y'all touch me, I'm curving that. Telling her chill, cause it's not even working yet.
You know, I went to high school with Suge Knight.
No way, Leslie. Yeah. You went to high school with Suge Knight.
I was there when Dr. Dre used to DJ in Linwood Park in the Mothership. There's like this thing in there called the Mothership. And I remember there was a gang fight that broke out, Grape Street. And I forgot who the other, it might have been Palmetto.
Was that Warren G? Warren G was talking about it the other day when I was with Mike Tyson.
That was Dre. That was Dre, because I remember Grape Street and Palmetto Gangster. I think it was Palmetto that they got into a fight. And Dr. Dre was like, yo, we gonna leave if y'all don't stop fighting it. And the dude from Grape Street was like, nah, nigga, we ain't fucking with you, nigga. Just keep playing the fucking music. But that was like back in the day in Linwood Park. That's because I'm pretty old. Gary, Mothership? No, it wasn't nothing but a gazebo. And that's all that shit was. They called it the Mothership because, you know, black people got to give a fucking name. That shit got tore down, too.
Oh, word?
Man, I messed around with a gang of dudes in the Mothership, for real, though. The Mothership got like mad action.
Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
What was the energy like with Suge Knight, with the fear and all the fear?
Man,
factor?
When I went to high school with Suge Knight, first of all, I was in love with him. Okay.
Wow.
Because he looked like one of the DeBarges. So I was in fucking love with him. He had that long ass Jerry curl. And he was not fucking with me really. But like, he would be nice to me because he was Coach Carpenter. Like, I would be Coach Carpenter, was the coach, and I was the Coach Carpenter's teacher's aide. And one day, I'm telling you, one day he came in there and smiled at me and winked at me, and I thought I was gonna have a fucking conniption. And he just was the same big ass bully.
You know, they did say he had a gift for gab, like the way he kicks at the girls. I mean, he took Michelle A, so it was
He liked my cousin, and I was so mad, but he liked my cousin, and I didn't speak to my cousin for a month because Suge liked her, and I was like, that's fucked up. Like, you know, I was in love with him. Why would you take him from me? And she was like, bitch, I literally don't want him. I don't want to fuck with him. Are you stupid?
And look at him, man. He's like a legendary dude, man.
Yeah, man. Tupac. That motherfucker.
Did you foresee that? Like, he would be
man. It's a trip because being in that hood, all those stories, we know about all those stories. Like, everybody knew that Eazy-E was supposed to kill Suge and all shit.
Yeah.
Everybody knew all that shit because Suge, I mean, like, Eazy-E was just as big as Suge, if not bigger, you know? So, but, my Snoop Dogg story.
Yeah, you guys, because you know Snoop's birthday. Okay, premix,
so I told him the story. He was dying, but he had to think about it to remember. Because I was like, okay, so I always was a hustler. I was always that bitch trying to be in places, and I don't remember what I don't know if it was a Def Jam taping or something, but I ended up getting in the room with Snoop, Daz, Corrupt.
What?
All of them, and they all smoke. And what's the pimp name? Don Juan or whatever his name.
Don Magic Juan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he was there, and there was a couple of bitches, and everybody was smoking blunts, right? So they passing the blunts, and I'm hitting the blunts, and Don Juan takes his blunt and he's hitting it in the nose, but I don't know that he's doing that. He's hitting it in his nose, and I don't know that he's doing that shit. So he passes the blunt to me, and I hit that shit. And everybody's laughing, and I'm like, why everybody fucking laughing? And then everybody's like, you know that nigga is hitting with his nose. I was like, oh, I hit the booger blunt. Y'all motherfuckers got me hitting the booger fucking blunt, you motherfucker. Oh, I was so fucking mad. Oh, I was so mad. I looked at that nigga. I was like, nigga, what the fuck wrong with you hitting the blunt like that? Oh, dude, this ain't cocaine, nigga. I was so mad.
That's fucked up, Leslie.
Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
What's your favorite Snoop song, man? Like, what the hell do you
listen to? Oh, my God. So, because, like I said, from beginning, I've always been with Snoop, but I love that the one that he did with Jay-Z, I Wanna Rock Right Now.
Wow,
that was
remix.
One of my favorite fucking shits by him. So
He ever did anything cool at SNL? Like, he ever performed there?
I don't think he ever been to SNL, but he did the MTV Movie Awards with me, and had so much fucking fun. Snoop is very smart and very funny. So
was it rumored he's supposed to be on Ghostbusters, or that was a rumor?
Now, that I don't know, I don't know, child.
Wouldn't that be a bucket list to do a movie with Snoop? Man, he's been in so many cult movies.
This past one that he was just in was fucking great. Loved him in that. Yeah, I loved him in that. I love when they put him in stuff. He's great. He's great. And I always wanted to ask him, is like, what do you feel about like being who you are now after rap was so fucking violent? Now it's just like, you the shit. Like, remember when they said that this shit wasn't gonna last?
Exactly.
And now you're like in fucking children's movies. Like, you see that shit?
I mean, we just had Snoop Loops.
I'm just saying, remember when these motherfuckers was America's Most Wanted? It's like crazy. Like, I just be like tripping off of people.
I mean, recently the Queen died, and then he was telling me how the Queen got him in London. Like, you think that he would see that coming out of, and he just got out of like the situation he was in with the court and all that stuff, right? Allegedly, but the Queen of England got him in London.
Well, it just tells you how universal people's names can go, and you know, and how that travels over and what that actually does. That's, you know, what people need to understand, what celebrity truly is something that's supposed to be worked as a system to really bond things together. That's what our job is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be selfish. We're supposed to be using that influence to change things and make things better. That is what we signed up for. I mean, it's okay to keep a neutral tongue, but you have to stand for something. It's what helps the needle move.
You're Leslie Jones, man. You had to fight your way to get. I mean, you.
Yeah, but who didn't have to fight? Who didn't have to fight?
Did you have to like curse niggas out like
all the time? I mean, I'm still doing that. I think I did that last night. I think I cursed somebody out last night because they was coming at me sideways. You know what I'm saying? They think women is just, you know, first of all, men don't really put up with, men are always scared of me because I'm the bitch that's not scared to say, yo man, fuck you.
You have a powerful entity.
I wasn't raised just to be somebody's wife. And my dad told me that shit. I remember him saying that to me. He was like, you could be somebody's wife. That's great. But that's not what the fuck I'm raising you to be. Ooh. I'm raising you to be a successful black woman. And that's what the fuck I am. Now, if somebody want to be with me, then they can be with me. And then I used to be that type of motherfucker that was like, man, maybe I should change it. And now, fuck that. I'm the shit. I am the shit.
And
if you can't see it,
period,
that's not my fault. Like, why the fuck you wouldn't want a bitch who could pay their bills? I don't fucking know. And fight. And rap.
I'll fuck with you, Leslie, man. Anytime I got beef, I know who to call, man. Anytime I got drama, because you know hip hop is the most dangerous business right now, man.
Shit.
We both don't have jewelry
you
on
know
in
what
LA.
I'm saying? No, fuck that shit. I got jewelry, but I don't wear that shit. Are you fucking stupid? Not in LA, nigga. That shit's in a safe out of the state. Like, it's not even in California, man. I don't even have a safe at my house. I don't want nobody to think they can come to my house and fucking rob me because ain't shit there but a bunch of fucking Captain Crunch that I have bought because I love Captain Crunch and there's a lot of water in the fucking garage. But you ain't gonna get shit off of me. And you know what's so scary about that?
Yeah.
If they break in the house, they're gonna be like, no, you lying. And I'm so scared they're gonna hit me with the gun because they're trying to make me talk and they be like, bow, and be like, ow! Man, I told you, cuz they don't got shit here, nigga. I don't got shit here.
That's a real ass shit, Leslie, yo. Let's get the fuck out of here before we get robbed, man. Let's get the fuck out of here, yo. We're out of here, man. Leslie Jones, man. Snoop's birthday. We out
Happy
here.
Happy birthday, Snoop.
See you.
Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
It's your boy Doggy Stizzell, nigga. My nigga Ace on the beat. And we got the big dog Snoop up in this motherfucker.
Yes.
Let's get it cracking, nigga.
Now you don't wanna see my tech blow. I'm giving vibe like it's death row. Niggas get dropped, rolled up like a egg roll. Niggas better listen to they moms like she said so, or be another buster in the world like an asshole.
Hey, Jesus, free us.
And if you pull your strap, you better not freeze us.
Shot him in the head, caught him slipping at a dinner party. Crippin' ain't for everybody. Nah, nigga, search team, top to bottom. Now the homies tryna find him, don't trip, I already got him. Pumped up, got you slumped over. Why he have to die? Whole family looking for closure. You better stay inside, aiming for your frame, and I never miss. One time looking for evidence. No bullet shells or fingerprints. Ran that nigga out of town, shit, I ain't seen him since. Rolling 20 crip with the shit and I stand on it. Chest out, block on my hip with my hand on it. Whoever want it, got you niggas heated. I keep that thing tucked, in case you niggas need it. I'm still undefeated. And all that talking under your breath, little nigga, you playing with death. You better say it
with your chest, nigga. You better bring all your best or get laid out with the rest. Now say it with your chest, nigga. Wipe the prints off the tech and have your bitch clean up the mess. Now say it with your chest, nigga. Y'all better bring all your best or get laid out with the rest. Now say it with your chest, nigga.
Shout out to Hardeen, Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.